One day after the White House confirmed there was a second strike on a suspected Venezuelan drug boat, President Trump today said he did not know about it.
I still haven't gotten a lot of information because I rely on Pete, but to me it was an attack.
The legality of the September 2nd attack is in question after the Washington Post reported Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth allegedly issued an order to kill everybody, and that Navy Admiral Mitch Bradley apparently ordered the second strike to take out two survivors, fulfilling Hegseth's directive, which many legal experts describe as a war crime. Hegseth said he only saw the first strike.
A couple of hours later, I learned that that commander had made the, which he had the complete authority to do, and by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat.
Trump also pointed to Admiral Bradley.
I hear the gentleman that was in charge of that is extraordinary. He's an extraordinary person.
But the DOD's Law of War manual states that shipwrecked combatants are in a helpless state, and it would be dishonorable and inhumane to make them the object of an attack.
I did not personally see survivors, but I stand because the thing was on fire. It was exploded in fire and smoke. You can't see anything. You got digital. This is called the fog of war.
At the cabinet meeting, the president also talked about his new efforts to pause migration and singled out Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who came to the U.S. as a Somali refugee.
Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. They complain and do nothing but bitch. We don't want them in our country.